Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. And I want to thank Patricia so much for her support at support.greatdetectives.net. You can also send along one-time donations through the Zelle app to box13@greatdetectives.net. or by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, 15913, Boise, Idaho, 83715. In addition, you can become a Patreon supporter for as little as $2 per month at patreon.greatdetectives.net. And I want to welcome Brett as our Patreon supporter at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Brett. Now it's time for today's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date, November 30th, 1947, and the title is Checkmate in Tahiti.
You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, and all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Frigidaire presents Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston, The Man Called X.
There you are.
Ken Thurston, New York, huh? Right. I, Monsieur Savadel, welcome you to Papeete, Tahiti.
Thanks, Savadel. By the way, what's this mine accident I heard about? Somewhere in this vicinity, wasn't it?
Terrible tragedy, Monsieur. Terrible. An explosion. One of our most welcome guests, Monsieur Robert Sullivan, was lost in it. Oh, such a nice gentleman, too. So quiet, so refined, so hardworking, so...
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. Where'd Sullivan usually hang out, you know?
Well, frequently at the Café Chinois down on the waterfront. But I do not think that you would care to patronize a place like that.
Café Chinois, huh? This the key to my room?
Oui, monsieur. Room 25. It is quite comfortable, I assure you. And if there is anything...
I'll see you later, Salvador.
Oui, monsieur Thurston, oui.
Howdy, Salvador. Looks like we've got a new homesteader around these parts.
Hmm? And of just what concern is this to you, monsieur?
Let's cook? See. What brand he put down for himself in the register? Ken Thurston. Well, that just goes to show.
To show what, monsieur?
Savadel, I'd have swore that hombre would have signed that register just by making a X.
Yeah, master, your drink, so.
Not for some mistake, waiter. I didn't order any. A martini with an onion in it. Wait a minute. Who ordered this for me?
Number one gentleman over there. Excuse, please. Excuse.
The number one gentleman? Oh, no, not again.
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Say, Gonzelsman, I thought I'd give you the brush in Singapore.
Oh, I followed you down here. Special chartered job aeroplane. We even got here ahead of you. So here I am ready to offer you my invaluable assistance.
No, thanks, Payon.
But, Mr. Thurston...
Well, monsieur, you're enjoying the pleasures of Chinois. Me?
I wasn't, but things are beginning to look brighter.
Hello, baby. Sit down and converse with us. Even talk, maybe.
Yes. Majda would like to talk about phosphate mines, Mr. Thurston.
Phosphate mines?
The door to your right. It leads to a small garden. I shall meet you there in 2 minutes' time.
Mr. Thurston, you surprise even me. Such a fast worker I never saw. Well, shall we go out to the garden?
See you later, Pagan.
Huh? But Mr. Thurston... Oh, well. Waiter, take back this martini.
Okay, Nasha. What's this all about?
Monsieur Thurston, Bob Sullivan had said to me many times, if anything should happen to him, I was to get in touch with you.
Did he tell you why he thought something might happen to him?
No, monsieur. I only know he was worried about the phosphate mine. And I am certain he did not die by accident.
Well, so am I. Who else might know something about this?
There was one man. Bob would speak with him quite often at Chinois. Professor Powers.
Powers? Who's Professor Powers?
He owns a plantation back in the hills, near the mine. They had many long talks together. Perhaps he knows something.
That all?
No. There is another. A man who comes from...
No, hold it. Hold it, Nasha. Somebody moving over there. Quiet now. Down, get down. No. Nasha, you hurt.
Monsieur, that man. The man.
Yes, Nasha, what man?
Tall man. Texas.
Texas? Nasha. Nasha.
Well, looks like the gal got killed, don't it? Reckon maybe those shots were meant for you, Mr. X?
Mr. Thurston, why do we have to ride through this jungle anyway?
This is the road to Professor Powers' plantation and the phosphate mine.
But why do we have to go to these places tonight?
That Texan wasn't hanging around just for the fun of it. There's something big going on around here. We've got to find out what it is, fast.
Mr. Thurston, you got this Johnny Cook all wrong. He wouldn't do
it. All right, Fagon, let's have it. What do you know about him?
Well, it was like this. I wanted to come to Tahiti to help you, you understand? But I had a little problem.
Yeah, you were broke. Go on.
Yes, well, there was this seaplane at the docks. And I heard Johnny Cook say he was flying here. So...
I see. How much is Cook paying you to keep an eye on me?
Mr. Thurston.
All right, Fagon. Now, there's the mine entrance up ahead. We'll go the rest of the way on foot.
But, Mr. Thurston, I don't get it. Why should we... Oops!
Stop right there, gentlemen.
Well, a little late in the season for manhunting, isn't it? Who are you?
You can forget about my name. And if you're thinking of entering the mine tonight, forget about that, too. Go on, get away from here. And if you think I don't mean...
The mine! It's gone.
Yeah, Pagon, buried. Under hundreds of tons of rock.
Look at that girl. She's coming towards us. Mr. Thurston, with that cannon in her hand.
Well, gentlemen, the mine is completely destroyed. Bob Sullivan is dead. Nijda's dead. Somebody's guilty and somebody's going to pay.
Any idea who?
Yes, a very good one. And I'm looking at him right now. Mr. X.
Continue with Frigidaire's Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. With Europe in desperate need of phosphates to help ease the critical world food shortage, Ken Thurston's in Tahiti investigating a series of so-called accidents occurring to a big phosphate mine.
Well, anyone else you'd like to blame for this mine explosion, Mr. X?
No, it looks as though I'd better come up with someone. Yes, just as soon as I take that rifle away from you.
Oh, that door!
That's better.
I should have killed you first and asked questions afterwards.
Uh-huh. That Johnny Cook's advice?
Johnny told me that... I suppose you think you're pretty smart.
Who are you?
Maida Boyd. I'm Professor Powers' niece.
What's that supposed to tell me?
Everything or nothing. Any other questions?
A couple. But they can wait.
And if you're quite through with me, I think I'd like to...
Sure, anything you say.
Thanks. All right, boy. I'll be seeing you around, Mr. Thurston. The next time, I won't take any chances.
Mm-hmm.
Why, it is Monsieur Thurston. Come in, please. Come in.
Thanks, Abadell. What are you doing here, Professor Powers?
Well, my nightly chess game with the professor, monsieur. It is a delightful relaxation after my trying days at the hotel.
Where is it, Sabadell? Guest?
Mais oui. Monsieur Thurston, Professor Powers.
Huh? Sorry to interrupt your game, but I thought you'd like to know about the phosphate mine next door to you. Someone blew it up a little while ago.
Blew up the...
Oh, monsieur, what are you saying?
This is... Unbelievable.
Well, don't tell me you didn't hear the explosion.
Well, we did hear it, monsieur, but we mistook it for thunder. A storm brewing in the hills.
Yes, yes.
There's a storm brewing, all right, Sabadell. Only it isn't in the hills. It's among the hungry people in this world. By the way, you're a physics professor, aren't you, Powers?
Yes, I was before I retired. But how'd you know?
The door to your laboratory is open. I see you have a cathode ray tube and a Geiger counter in there. Well, sorry to disturb your game, gentlemen. I'll let you figure out your next move in peace, Professor. Though even a child could tell that almost any move you make would put him in checkmate. Good night, Sabadell. Go straight to the hotel, Pagon. If the chief calls before I get back about a cablegram I sent him, you take the message for me, see?
Ha! Can always depend on Mrs. Elschmidt.
Oh, yeah.
But where are you going?
Down to the harbor.
Harbor? There's nothing down there but boats.
And Johnny Cook's seaplane. Strange kind of safe to have aboard a seaplane.
Well, howdy, Thurston.
Hello, Cook. I didn't expect you back so soon.
Yeah, I reckon.
Sometime since I've seen a safe made of lead instead of steel.
Yeah, that's right. Now, why would a man want a safe made of lead, do you reckon?
If you'll put down that 45 for a minute, we can talk it over.
I don't know if I rightly should, Thurston. What do you think, Maida?
Maida?
That's right, mister.
Oh, that was right neat, honey, right neat.
Johnny, what was he doing here?
I'll tell you later, sugar. Got a little old job to do first.
Job?
Yeah, wait till I towed him over to the cargo door. Oh. Yeah. There. Mighty peaceful out yonder in the harbor, Thurston. I reckon maybe you could sleep right comfortable out there.
Mr. Thurston residence, a hotel room that is.
A call for Monsieur Thurston from Les Etats-Unis. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Hello, that's you, Ken.
Oh, hello, Mr. Chief. How's the weather in New York?
I'll take that call, Pagan.
Huh? Oh, sure, Mr. Thurston. Hey, you're so slopping wet. What happened?
I was lucky. Miss Boyd didn't hit hard enough.
Huh?
Hello, Chief. What have you got for me on Johnny Cook?
Ken, he's a former pilot of the 8th Air Force, Thunderbird Squadron.
Thunderbird? That's the one Bob Sullivan flew in. That may explain a lot of things.
Not to me, it doesn't. Anyway, since the war, he's been flying a freelance cargo plane out of Tahiti. That's about all I have right now. What about you?
Things are plenty hot here. Sounds like we've got listeners, Chief. I'll call you later. So long. Pagon, what do you know about that lead safe Johnny brought back from Singapore?
Safe? Oh, you mean the one Professor Powers wanted?
Powers? Sure. Sure, I should have known. It all ties in.
Huh? What ties in with what?
Phony chess games, Geiger counters, phosphate mines. Come on, Pagan, we're going back to that plantation.
Go back to the hotel, Mr. Thurston. Nobody's home here.
With all those lights burning, maybe the door. Yeah. Let's go in.
Joint's empty.
Let's try the laboratory.
Look at all this junk. Tubes, bottles, gas burners. What a mess. I never... Mr. Rex, that old shoe lying under the bench. There's a foot in it.
Yeah. Professor Power's foot. He's dead, Pedro.
But who killed him and why?
Maybe that gray powder on his shoes can tell us.
So that's where all those dusty footprints came from. But why are you tasting it, Mr. Thurston? It's only dust.
The phosphate salt. Powers was in that mine tonight.
But the entrance was blown to pieces. How could he get in?
Well, I wouldn't be tough if there was another entrance from this plantation. Now, if we can follow those footprints. Wait till I get this gadget with me. Okay, let's go.
Mr. Thurston, what are we going to do with that little box?
There you go. We're going to play a detective.
We have to come down in this hotel in the ground. Anyways, just because we found a tunnel in the hillside doesn't mean we have to... That sound, what was it? What was that? It's coming from that box you're carrying. A time bomb. You're carrying a time bomb. It's going to explode.
Pagan, this is a Geiger counter. Fixed that way in the presence of radioactivity. And it's done its detecting job for us. I'll shut it off.
Detecting job? What did that thing detect?
Take a look at the walls of that crosscut opening into this tunnel.
Okay, Mr. X, I'm looking. So what?
That's pitch blend. The ore that contains radium.
Radium?
That's why the Geiger counter clicked. And that's why somebody sabotaged this mine.
It is?
To gain control of that ore. And that's the reason for Professor Powell's lead safe. It's the only way you can handle that stuff. He was...
Quiet, Mr. Quiet. Mr. X, somebody's down here with us. He's coming this way.
Yeah. Turn off that flashlight. Hello, Maida.
Ken Thurston.
That's right. What are you doing down here? Trying to find out why your uncle was so interested in this mine?
Yes, I was. What difference does that make?
It don't make any. We caught you cold-handed looking for this radio ore. She's the guilty one, Mr. Thurston. Let's take her away.
Not so fast, Pagan. She's not guilty of anything.
Huh? But at the mine where she shot us and knocking you out. And now...
She was trying to protect the mine and her uncle.
Huh? Well... Well, then it's like I said all the time, Johnny Cook.
Wrong again, Pagan. Mr. Savadel.
What?
Savadel, the hotel clerk?
That is quite correct,
Mr. Savadel, what are you...
Mr. X, it's him.
Do not move, any of you. You will notice I have a gun in my hand. I can shoot quite straight with it, I assure you.
Not down Professor Powers found that out.
Quite so. But then Powers had outlived his usefulness to me.
Yeah. After he'd analyzed the pitch bend for you and discovered it held more than radium...
Then you know what else it contained, Monsieur Thurston?
Savadel, pitch blend's just the common name for oxide of uranium.
Uranium?
That's right. Yeah. That's right, Mira. That's why we were in the kill for it. Bob Sullivan, Najda, Powers.
Oui, Monsieur, and now it is your turn.
Not this time, Savadel. This thing's too big to let you get away with it. Let's have that gun.
Do not be an heroic fool, Thurston. You'll be dead long before you reach me.
Well, I'm going to try. Let me have it, Savadel.
Well, Monsieur, but not the way you wish. Now that you are close enough, so I cannot possibly miss.
Oh, no! Oh, Mr. X!
Well, howdy. Looks like I potted me a genuine ring-tail skunk.
Yeah, thanks, Cook. That was good shooting. I figured Maida wouldn't be down here alone.
Huh? Mr. Thurston, you're alive. It's that Savadel who is dead.
Mean it the truth?
Then you heard, Johnny. We were wrong about Mr. Thurston. Wrong all the time.
We sure were, honey. But Bob Sullivan told me to keep an eye open for Ken Thurston, the man called X. How was I to know he meant a pure blood instead of being the maverick I figured had murdered him?
Well, so you took things in your own hands. Made your own rules. Just like Savadel did. That's no good, Johnny. This world of ours has got too small and shaky for any man to play the game his own way, according to his own rules. Whether the stakes are food or uranium. There's only one way a game that it'll end, Johnny. In a checkmate for all of us.
before introducing our star, Herbert Marshall, once again, I'd like to read a telegram which is addressed to him from the head of the Columbia Broadcasting System. Bart, I'm sure you won't mind my reading it on the air.
Of course not, Wendell.
It says, "Dear Bart, heartiest congratulations to you and your sponsor, Frigidaire Division of General Motors Corporation, on the completion of 100 consecutive Frigidaire shows. May I say to you personally and to everybody connected with the man called X that I think you're doing a grand job. Best proof of that is the millions of people who listen to you every Sunday night at this time. Now as you start on your way to the 200th Frigidaire show, all of us at CBS send our very best wishes to all of you on the man called X. Signed, William S. Paley, Chairman of the Board, Columbia Broadcasting System."
Well, Wendell, what can I say in answer to something like that except, thanks, CBS. Thanks on behalf of our sponsor, Frigidaire, with whom we are celebrating this 100th broadcast. And thanks to you of our listening audience for your loyalty week after week. Good night.
Frigidaire's Man Called X is directed by Jack Johnstone, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall, and so, until next week, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. All characters and incidents used on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual persons or incidents is purely coincidental. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Well, that suggestion that Ken Thurston sign the hotel register as X was an interesting one. However, even someone with a cover that is so badly guarded as the man called X does have to have a little bit of self-respect. So giving it away on the hotel register might be a little bit much. And it cut into Pagon's business besides. The note about the 100th episode is kind of confusing at first, because it sounds like they're talking about him being sponsored by Frigidaire for 100 episodes. But it's celebrating the overall 100th broadcast of The Man Called X. And that's an interesting point for research, because when you look at the best available logs, when you add up, this is the 35th episode over CBS, and the best logs we have from the Digital Daily FTP.com show a total of 63 episodes in the previous season. And while it's possible that CBS or the show's producers might have somehow miscounted, I think it's more likely that the best logs we have are missing a couple of episodes. Of course, at this point, until shows actually show up, it's a bit of an academic concern as far as listeners go, because even if we know the dates, if we don't actually have the programs, then we just know there are two more lost episodes out there. Now, it was generally unusual to recognize these sort of milestones. In this case, though, partially, I think, because of the fact that The Man Called X stars Herbert Marshall, who is a pretty substantial star, this may have made it a bigger deal. Now, oftentimes, a milestone will be celebrated, and you'll be like, I hope you have another 100 episodes, and the show is canceled, 10 episodes later. In this case, the wish that there be another 100 episodes turned out to actually happen. Although it took quite a few years. There were 43 more episodes done over CBS, and in the 50s, A Man Called X came back for 86 episodes over NBC. So The Man Called X at this point isn't even halfway through all of the programs that would end up airing. Well, I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Aaron. Aaron's been one of our Patreon supporters since June of 2015, currently supporting us at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Aaron. And that will actually be all for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Mystery Is My Hobby, and we'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of The Man Called X. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.